From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, May 9th. Coming up, gun violence has touched many lives in Champaign-Urbana. We'll meet one mother who lost her son to a shooting less than 2 years ago. That story from Illinois Student Newsroom's Sydney Wood is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Democratic Party of Illinois is applying to hold one of the nation's first presidential primary elections in 2024. Caroline Kobzanski has more.
Illinois is one of multiple states vying to make its Democratic presidential primary among the first in the national selection process. In a letter to the Democratic National Committee, the state party chairwoman, Representative Robin Kelly, touts Illinois' quote, unified and supportive Democratic state leadership. Kelly also says Illinois' diversity qualifies the state for an early primary.
We feel like our state looks like America, and winning here will prepare Democrats to win in general elections.
Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina have historically run the nation's first four nominating contests. I'm Caroline Kobzanski.
April showers bring May flowers and May allergies. OSF healthcare allergist Dr. Naya Dunn says May is generally the worst time for pollen allergy sufferers. She says the best solution to relieve your itchy eyes and congestion might not be what you think.
So most people kind of think, oh, I should take an allergy pill, an antihistamine like Benadryl or Zyrtec, but actually a nasal spray can be much more effective.
Unlike a pill, Dunn says nasal spray immediately gets to work at the site of the inflammation in the nose. Dunn recommends taking an allergy pill only if nasal spray is ineffective. If neither measure works, she says it's time to see your allergist. You may have heard of antique cars selling for millions of dollars, but antique tractors? Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports on the most expensive tractor ever sold.
The 1913 Case 3060 is an impressive machine.
This tractor was huge. It's called a prairie tractor. I mean, it was used to break virgin prairie in the farming fields and pull an eight-bottom plow.
That's Kurt Ahman with Ahman Auctions, which sold the tractor for a whopping $1.4 million. That's not only the most expensive antique tractor ever sold, it's the most expensive tractor ever sold, period. Ahman says the tractor belonged to a collector in Iowa who recently passed away. It sold to a museum in Connecticut. It's one of only five models in existence. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
It's been a year since the Cunningham Children's Home in Urbana started its Caminos program to help unaccompanied children who have migrated from Central America. It provides services and a place for the children to stay as they go through immigration court and wait to be placed with a sponsor currently living in the U.S. Ginger Mills is the director of advancement at the Cunningham Children's Home. She says in the program's first year, they have housed and placed dozens of unaccompanied children.
We knew that it was the right thing to do because we have a very strong emphasis on, you know, treating children and youth who have experienced trauma, abuse, and neglect, and we know that we're making a great impact in their lives.
She says Cunningham created the program by partnering with the Board of Child Care in Baltimore and the Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement. Still to come, we'll take a closer look at the problem of gun violence in Champaign-Urbana. That story from the Illinois Student Newsroom is next on 217 Today.
The masterpiece drama Atlantic Crossing mixes international politics and personal ambition in a story inspired by a real-life friendship forged in wartime. In this series, Norway's Crown Princess Martha flees the Nazis and comes to the U.S., where Franklin Roosevelt takes her under his wing. She quickly becomes a powerful advocate for her country. Kyle MacLachlan stars as Roosevelt, opposite Swedish star Sofia Helin as Martha. You can watch every episode today as a friend of WILL. Learn how at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. As gun violence continues to increase in Champaign-Urbana, some residents say they're beginning to feel unsafe in the community. Sydney Wood of the Illinois Student Newsroom has more.
Yvonne Miller lives in the quiet neighborhood of Ashland Park in Champaign. She enjoys going on drives in her white Volvo. During these drives, she talks to God and to her son, Christopher Kelly.
With my son, I talk about how I miss him and things that we would be doing if he were here. And I talk to God, just asking him to continue to give me the strength to keep going on.
Miller begins her morning by visiting Christopher's grave in Urbana. The 23-year-old died in August 2020 after being shot and killed in a parking lot. A report by the city of Champaign called the Gun Violence Reduction Blueprint indicates that gun violence is an increasing issue in Champaign, although the number of shooting incidents has decreased from 43 to 34 in the first 3 months of this year compared to the same period as last year, including one homicide. This is a dip in an overall upward trend in the city's increasing number of gun violence incidents. Champaign had 234 shootings in 2021 compared to 100 in 2019. Karen Sims is the program director of the CU Trauma and Resilience Initiative, or TRI, a countywide organization that aims to help survivors of community violence by providing group counseling and crisis care. She says many people don't feel safe at home because of the increasing violence.
There are a lot of kiddos who say they feel far more safer at school than they do in their homes. There are a lot of parents and caregivers and young adults who do not feel safe in their community. And we talk to seniors all the time who completely do not feel safe at home.
Sim says people don't have to directly experience violence to be traumatized by it.
If it happens in your neighborhood and it makes you feel powerless and helpless and unsafe, even if it happened to a neighbor, it can be traumatic for you.
One of Sim's coworkers at TRI, Janice Walker, has lived in the Urbana area for more than 20 years. She says the community used to be more friendly before the increasing gun violence. She says it used to be easier to know her neighbors, but now she says people are afraid.
Sometimes when I am lying in my bed, there have been times where I think, oh my God, somebody could just shoot through my house and I would be gone.
Walker says she doesn't feel totally safe in her home, especially after a shooting happened outside of her house.
There becomes this feeling of fear. You don't get to know your neighbors like you used to.
Champaign Mayor Deborah Finan says gun violence shows up more in Champaign neighborhoods where most residents are Black or Brown people. She says these neighborhoods often face greater unemployment, poverty, and underfunded public housing, all factors that can contribute to gun violence. She says the city is creating programs to address these inequalities.
There is a recognition now with our city council that the core of who we are and the type of community we want to be is directly tied to how we treat our most vulnerable citizens.
Since her son has died, Yvonne Miller says she hasn't noticed any gun violence in her neighborhood, but she says she worries about what could happen.
I hope it doesn't, but you never know where it's going to be because now it was close enough to be right around the corner, right off of Market Street, so you never know.
After Christopher's death, Miller joined Moms Demand Action, a group of mothers dedicated to ending gun violence. She says Christopher's death makes her want to fight harder. I'm Sydney Wood, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Illinois Public Media will continue the conversation around gun violence in Champaign-Urbana with tonight's News, Brews, and Beats event. It begins at 6 o'clock tonight at Poor Brothers Craft Tap Room in Champaign. And for more information, visit the Illinois Public Media Facebook page. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 78 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Caroline Kobzanski, Tim Shelley, Dana Cronin, Eunice Alpazon, and Sydney Wood. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.